Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, children of God, as I mentioned earlier, I love the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, I was asking my wife, and this came to me this morning, how many times does holy, 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 that phrase, appear in the Bible? I thought of one. I knew for sure where a couple of them were. And my wife goes, I know there's something in Revelation. There's one in Isaiah, and there's one in Revelation. It appears twice. Isaiah 6, 1 and 3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. How many times did I say holy in a row? Pardon?
Three.
Holy, holy, holy. Yeah. Then Revelation 4, 8 through 11. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him, who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. How many times was holy mentioned in that string?
Three.
Why? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So if I was going to ask somebody who's in school, a person who just completed a year down at a college, maybe, what does 1 + 1 + 1 equal?
Three.
Really? What if I told you I might not always agree with you? 1 + 1 + 1 equals what? One. Wait a second. There's a Father, there's a Son, there's a Holy Spirit. That's three. But you're telling me holy, holy, holy refers to one. Is that right? Well, you know, that confuses me because there's three persons, yet we say there's one divine being. And how does this work? I'll tell you what, if I could answer you that question, I'm going to be honest with you. If I could answer you that question, I probably would not even just be teaching at a seminary. I would probably be the president of the LCMS and even higher. I cannot answer that question. We could. When I talked to my wife, she said, because God is almighty, so God can do anything. And if God says there are three persons in one divine being, I'm going to accept that word. How many times does the word Trinity appear in the Bible? Pardon?
It doesn't.
You said it doesn't? Not once? Never? So where do we get the Trinity from? Where do we get the Trinity from? Holy, holy, holy. One, two, three. We get the Trinity from baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We get the Trinity at the time of creation. As we heard this morning, God said, let us make man in our image. The Father was creating. The Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters. Where was the Son? Well, God said, let there be light. And then we go to John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Jesus, the Son of God, is that Word, as we find in verse 14. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So when God spoke, let there be light, Jesus was the Word making the light. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he says, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. But we're saying God is one. Yet he's saying, let us make man in our image. So I studied this week. And what it says, reading many commentaries, the us and our is the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is having a conversation among themselves because they are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons. There's great love amongst themselves, which they give to us. But it's still kind of confusing to me. Okay, let us make man. There's three persons. Okay. Then we come to Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. The Lord is one, but he's three. Three persons, one divine being. How does this work? Oh, I got it. The water bottle again. I'm using it twice today. This is water, right? What form would you say this water here is in? Liquid. So water is liquid. Can you give me another form that water could be? Pardon? Frozen, ice. So that's a solid. Is there a third form that water could be? Pardon? Vapor, when you steam up. So water could be three things. Liquid, solid, vapor. That works out well, just like the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Right. Now my question is, can water be liquid and solid at the same time? No. It's either liquid or solid. If it melts, it's no longer solid. It's now liquid. Can it be liquid and vapor at the same time? No. Once it becomes vapor, it loses liquidness. Can it be solid and vapor at the same time? No. So it doesn't have the capacity to be more than one thing at one time. One characteristic, either solid, vapor, or liquid. So we look at the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, three persons, right? Can God be the Father and be the Son at the same time? Can God be the Father and the Holy Spirit at the same time? Can God be the Son and the Holy Spirit at the same time? Some people will say, and they're called modalists, that sometimes he is the Father, sometimes he is the Son, and sometimes he is the Holy Spirit. And I say, fooey on that thinking. He is always the Father, he is always the Son, and he is always the Holy Spirit. I gave you an example from creation where he's all three at the same time. And now we're going to talk about baptism. Jesus was baptized. He didn't have to be. He wasn't a sinner. He didn't have to have his sins washed away, but he was baptized so that in our baptism we could be connected with him. What happened as he came out of the water? The Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove. So we have the Son and the Spirit both right there. And then when they're there, we have a voice from heaven, the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All three together at the same time. Three persons, one divine being. So those who say he could only be the Father at one time, or he could only be the Son at one time, or he could only be the Holy Spirit, are those who say, the Holy Spirit's just the power and energy of God. He's not really God. God just kind of takes him out of the genie bottle when he needs him. Maybe that's why we got ghosts. I don't know. But that's wrong too. Are saying that the Father is more important because he is the creator. Or the Son is more important. Look at the Apostles' Creed. The Father has this little bit. The Holy Spirit has, "I believe in the Holy Spirit," and then goes on to other items. And the Son gets this big, long thing. So the Son is more important, right? No. And then we have the Holy Spirit. "I believe in the Holy Spirit." And that's it. And this caused controversies in the church. So this is why the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creeds were written to combat these heresies. I think I mentioned last Sunday that a few weeks ago in a Bible study, somebody said that the Holy Spirit was subservient to God. Ooh, I blew my wig at that. I wasn't leading the Bible study, but I cannot keep my mouth shut. I go, "You need to be careful." He's been told by other pastors that he needed to be careful too. But I said, "I will not listen." He said first that the Holy Spirit was the most humble one of God. I don't agree with that neither, but that's not getting into really bad territory. But if you tell someone that the Son is subservient to the Father, or that the Holy Spirit is subservient to the Father and the Son, then you're getting into dangerous territory. God is God. He is three, he is one. Now, we don't always understand that, but that's what it is. Then we have the words of baptism. "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Notice it doesn't say "in the names of," it says "in the name," because there's one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when you're baptized in that name. Some people try to get fancy with the words of baptism, and there's, "I baptize you in the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier." Yes, the Father is the Creator. Yes, the Son is the Redeemer. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the Sanctifier. But what words did Jesus say to baptize in? The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if I'm stepping on anyone's toes, I'm sorry. But I'm going with what Jesus said. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one divine God. And now what do we do since we're baptized? Oh, yes, cool, I'm baptized. What do we do if we're a sponsor or a godparent of someone? Hey, it's cool, I'm a sponsor. No, there's work to be done. Teaching them everything I have commanded, that I have taught you. Jesus says, who in all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. So we don't sit on our laurels. Oh, I'm a baptized child of God. I don't have to do anything. We don't sit on our laurels. I'm a godparent. I don't have to do anything. That's an important role, being a godparent. You are to love and to help the parents teach. And parents are to teach. And neighbors are to teach. And grandchildren are to teach their grandparents that their grandparents don't know. And our closing hymn today, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Rhonda says, we're singing a Christmas hymn today? And I go, well, I'm just singing the same hymns that Pastor Roche did 3 years ago, that used 3 years ago. And yes, we could always go tell on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That's our calling as Christians, is to serve God here at Concordia, in our Bourbon neighborhood, and throughout the world, whatever we do. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. No one could possibly be more holy than the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.